big pitches right here on Candleland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
Hey, welcome back to Salina, getting set for the state semifinals, Class 4A softball. Justin Fluke now joins.
Today it is semifinal and championship Saturday. We come to you live from Salina, where the Holton Lady Wildcats continue their quest for a state softball championship. Welcome to Bill Burke Family Sports Complex, along with studio engineer Scott Cox. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Mike Tinking today, as the Holton Wildcats, 22-1, the top seed, get set for a semifinal against the Andale Garden Plain Indians, who have a record of 20-3 on the season. Both teams winners in the opening round yesterday. The winner of this semifinal will play for the 4A state championship later this afternoon, while the loser will play for third place. And Tanking, this has been an impressive Holton Wildcat squad, a very motivated team, still with only two seniors on the roster this year. But I think they feel like this is an opportunity, and certainly one that they're excited for and going to get some great competition here today.
Yeah, definitely excited to be here, and step aside for the national anthem here quick and discuss a little more after the break.
We'll come back. We'll have an interview with John Dietrich, head coach of the Wildcats as well, here on KNZA.
Don't let a breakdown leave you brokenhearted. For a reliable and trustworthy towing company, contact Roush & Sons at Holton. Professional trucks with clean and courteous drivers available 24/7. Accepting AAA, credit cards, and other roadside insurance plans. Roush & Sons Towing and Recovery, 364-1964.
Trails Cafe in Holton is number one for family dining, and they get rave reviews for their super salad bar. Serving made-to-order breakfast 7 days a week and offering daily specials for lunch and dinner. Plus, they do catering. Follow the trail to fantastic food and a fun family dining experience at Trails Cafe on Highway 75 in Holton.
Mark Ashelman Construction, local general contracting since 1994. Building new homes, finishing basements and decks. Contact Mark Ashelman at 207-0416 for your next construction project. That's Mark Ashelman Construction, a proud community supporter.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton offers advanced eye care with a hometown touch. See Drs. Nikki Mirpool, Leslie Gallagher, and Stacy Niehus for an appointment. Lifetime Eye Care is committed to technology advances with the highest level of patient care and service, all within a fun environment. Lifetime Eye Care, south side of the square in Holton. Drs. Alex Gilliland and Samantha Reshick at Holton Dental Care proudly provide quality dental care to local communities as a 100% digital dental office with the best and latest dental technology and treatment options, located in the Holton Medical Center. Schedule your next dental visit with peace of mind at Holton Dental.
Riley Electric in Holton has been serving the Jackson County area for 65 years. Residential, rural, and commercial wiring plus electrical repair. They're also your local Briggs & Stratton dealer specializing in whole home generator systems. For great service, call Riley Electric in Holton at 364-2821.
Hey, welcome back to Salina, getting set for the state semifinals, Class 4A softball. Justin Fluke now joined by John Dietrich, head coach of the Lady Cats. And, Coach, what's the feeling like today, I guess? Nice to have that first one, but today's kind of the big breakthrough game here coming up, right?
Well, you got to play two. You got two to play, so you might as well come and do your best. And if you do your best, don't worry about the scoreboard. But I think we're ready to go. I think we kind of got a few of the jitters out last night and got enough pizza in us to fill a truck, so I think we're ready to go.
This team seems pretty loose. I mean, they've played with a lot of confidence all year, and rightfully so. But what kind of stands out as you kind of just give us a feel for what this team is like?
Well, they like each other a lot. And that was kind of the chemistry is just the thing that makes the difference. We go up and down the road, and there's always something going on that's pretty exciting. Sometimes it's really funny, and sometimes you just kind of go, huh? But anyway, they really like each other a lot.
What's the keys for this team? I mean, you feel like they play better with the lead? I mean, just take some pressure off? What are some keys here today?
Well, I think that if we hit it well, I think it's kind of what we do. We got to be real disciplined to dish today. If we keep our approach simple, we'll be okay.
Anything you've been able to figure out? Andale Garden Plain, obviously one common opponent now in Winfield, but I'm sure you're expecting a lot tougher competition maybe today than what you've seen all year?
Well, you know, it is a state tournament, and so it's supposed to be tougher. I think that they've been here a lot in 4A, and this is our first trip to 4A, even though we've been to state tournament three of the last 4 years. I think that it just really, we take care of us, and I think it'll be fine.
Good luck today, Coach. Have fun.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you guys following.
John Dietrich, head coach of the Holton Lady Wildcats, state softball live from Salina, is coming up next year on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Hey, let's go do work. You got balls.
Hello, this is Judy Sextro from Giant Communications. Giant Communications is happy to be an EBB participant. The emergency broadband benefit will provide a discount of up to $50 per month towards broadband service for eligible households. The program funds will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis, so be sure to apply as soon as possible. Visit our website, giantcom.net, and follow the EBB image on the front page. If you have any questions about the program or need assistance filling out the application, feel free to call our office.
Cecil K's Hometown Market online shopping now available at cecilk.com. Place your order anytime and schedule a curbside pickup or Holton delivery. Just go to cecilk.com to shop the full range of grocery, fresh produce, and high-quality meats available in the store. Get the same service from the comfort of your home or the rush of a busy schedule. Cecil K's in Holton is here to make life easier. So come on in and see us or shop now at cecilk.com.
When you want tires, you want top brands at rock-bottom prices. So in the Holton area, you got to get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. The others with a similar name are not the same. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much. For unbeatable prices and unbeatable service, head to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 5 minutes west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Tires.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back with studio engineer Scott Cox, Justin Fluke alongside Mike Tanking. We are set for 4A state semifinal softball. The Holton Lady Wildcats, the home team, so in the field, the Andale Garden Plain Indians will bat first. We're starting 5 minutes early today as the first pitch of the contest is thrown high by Sadie Walker of Holton, getting the start today and facing Madeline Rolfs, sophomore center fielder, then senior shortstop Kyla Eck and senior left fielder Kylie Horsch. Top third of the lineup for the Indians, fouled in the backstop. It's 1-1. The middle of the lineup has senior third baseman Brady Schwartz, then senior right fielder Anna Berblinger. Batting sixth is a designated player, Jasa Anderson, also a senior. Get the third pitch of the game here from Holton southpaw Sadie Walker, and it's fouled back. The count now 1-2. Batting seventh for Andale Garden Plain, Alyssa Moody, the junior pitcher. Batting eighth, second baseman, a sophomore Madison Nightingale. And hitting ninth, a senior first baseman, Ashton Winter. A sophomore catcher, Ryan Cooper, will not bat, but behind the dish for the Andale Garden Plain Indians today. 1-2 pitch, a little high. Two balls and two strikes. Andale's record is 20 wins and three losses. They have three splits this season, so they've beaten every team that's beat them. Chuck Schrader is the head coach for the Indians. 2-2 the count, leadoff batter of the game, and a swing and a miss as Sadie Walker gets a strikeout to start things. Tank, we got interrupted there by the pregame national anthem, but back to your thoughts on Holton here and trying to get a state championship today.
I think you heard it from Coach John Dietrich. You get the jitters out last night. You got a confident, experienced group. Come out and play your game. Be you. Don't be anything you're not. Take care of business. Be sharp in the field. Battle, grind at bats out today, and it should be a fun couple games.
Kyla Eck, left-handed batter, hitting .556 on the season. Fouls this one off the end of the bat. It's one ball and one strike now to Eck. The shortstop, who's committed to play Division I college softball at Pacific University next year. She hit .550 as a sophomore. Of course, last year's seasons were wiped out. Here's the pitch by Sadie Walker, and it's hit to the backstop on a foul ball. Now 1-2 to Eck. Andale is a team batting .411. Team that scores some runs, but also gives up quite a few runs. They're allowing 4.5 runs per game this season. Walker now ahead. The 1-2 pitch. That's fouled away again. The count stays 1-2. So the battery mate for Sadie Walker is Timber Wilson catching today. At third base, Justina Ray. The shortstop, Brooke Flewelly. Grace Utz is at second. And Olivia Summers at first. Ground ball to Utz at second. Underhands it to Summers. And a 4-3 ground out. Quickly 2 away. The Holton outfield today has Emma Summers in left field. Stacy Bond is in center, and in right field is Gracie Gallagher. This is the same lineup Holton's used most of the season. Sadie pitched the final two innings of yesterday's opening round win and misses high to Horsch, the number three hitter for Andale. The count is 1-0. Gallagher went five innings, allowing just two runs on four hits. She struck out eight. Walker allowed just one hit over the final two innings and struck out four. A little looper towards short, gloved by Flewelling. The shortstop charging hard to make the basket catch, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Sadie Walker and the Wildcats. We'll get you the Holton offensive lineup and the Batcats to the plate when we come back here on FM 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
Hi, this is Diamond Dan for Diamonds by Design Jewelry Stores. Diamonds by Design is a full-service jewelry store with a variety of fine jewelry to fit every budget. Come in and let Marsha and her staff help to make your special occasion even more special. Diamonds by Design, locally owned and operated for over 15 years, and we specialize in custom design jewelry with a full-time designer in-house and computer software that lets you build your very own custom design jewelry. Come see Diamonds by Design at 21st and Wanamaker in Topeka.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Scott Cox, Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking back with you here at the Bill Burke Family Sports Complex. Holton to bat for the first time. No scores. We head to the bottom of the first. It'll be Sadie Walker, then Gracie Gallagher, and Brooke Flewelling. They're facing Alyssa Moody, the pitcher, a right-handed hurler for Andale Garden playing. And this pitch is back towards the pitcher and up the middle, gloved by the shortstop and the throw. Not in time, beating out an infield single is Sadie Walker. She went 3-for-3 yesterday, and that ball kind of right back over the pitcher's mound. Moody didn't have a chance. Good job charging in by Eck, the shortstop, but couldn't make the throw and the play in time, so Holton's leadoff runner is aboard. She was a table setter all day yesterday, and a good start for this Wildcat offense here in the bottom of the first. Also batting left-handed is Gracie Gallagher with one on, nobody out, and bumps it hard right back to the pitcher. They'll throw to first and get that out. Ball came back to Moody, maybe had time to look at second, but she took the sure out. So a sacrifice bunt by Gracie Gallagher to advance the runner, and one away in the inning now for Brooke Flewelling. Holton's top of the lineup was good yesterday as the Wildcats took care of business with a 5-2 victory over the 8th seed Winfield. Flewelling, like Gallagher, had one hit, one run scored, and one RBI in yesterday's victory. Flewelling, the shortstop, to the plate. Big swing and a miss for strike one.
Same start to the game as yesterday. A base hit followed by a sack bunt. The Cats unable to score a run in the first inning. We'll see if the 3-4-5 hitters can get this run in.
In the middle of four juniors at the top of this Holton lineup is the sophomore, Brooke Flewelling. Pitched by Moody, fouled to the backstop. It's nothing and two. Moody kind of the ace, expected to pitch most of the time for this Andale Garden Plains squad. They won their regional over Circle in a shootout. 14-11 was the final score before a 7-2 opening round win at State yesterday against Eudora. This pitch way high to the backstop over the head of Flewelling. Olivia Summers in the on-deck circle with one out, and Sadie Walker at third base now after that wild pitch.
Tried to go with the rise ball and way over the catcher's head. Wildcats will take that extra base.
Moody checking with the infield, reminded them of one out here in the bottom of the first inning. Holton looking to draw first blood. Andale scoring all came late yesterday in the final two innings. And there's strike three called. Flewelling knew it. Pretty good pitch on the outside and lower part of the plate. So Flewelling down looking. Holton only struck out twice yesterday as a team. They certainly don't strike out much, but that's a big out number two here in this inning. So it's up to Olivia Summers to continue things. Olivia, two hits yesterday, a pair of RBI singles, and a swing comes up empty on the first offering from Moody. Cooper, the catcher, at Schwartz at third, Eck, the shortstop, Nightingale at second, and Winter at first. The outfield for the Indians has Horschen left, Rolfson center, and Berblinger in right field. As this one is fouled towards the first base Andale side dugout, where Holton assistant coach Carlene McManigal's in the box over there. John Dietrich at third, and John McManigal in the dugout. The count is 0-2 now to Summers. Sadie Walker led off with an infield single, now at third, but two down in a scoreless game. Moody trying to get around the trouble. Gets the sign from Cooper, and here comes the pitch, and it's just a little bit low. Now 1-2 to Olivia Summers, with Holton senior Grace Utz in the on-deck circle. Different field than Holton played on yesterday here at the Bill Burke Sports Complex, and if they win this, they'll move back behind us to the other diamond for the championship. Here's a ground ball, slow roller to second. Eck scoops, throws, and wild! Holton gets a run, a bad throw by Eck, heading to second, Summers, and they tag her out as she slid too early. Her leg kind of buckled, but Holton leads 1-0 on an E6, so a couple of shaky plays by Eck, the Division I infield shortstop for the Indians, as Holton gets one run on one hit, one error, and nobody left. After one complete, Holton 1, Andale 0 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holton Community Hospital focuses on providing quality care close to home, and they're delivering on those promises by offering 24/7 general surgery services. Dr. Susan Young and Dr. Aaron Brown are available to provide surgical excellence for scheduled and emergent surgeries with inpatient and outpatient options. Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine Clinics are embracing the future with the quality care that you've come to expect. Learn more about 24/7 surgery options and other available services at HoltonHospital.com.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
KNZA.
Top of the second inning. 4, 5, and 6 hitters due up for Andale Garden Plain. Brady Schwartz to the box first, facing Sadie Walker. First pitch right in there for a strike. Second pitch swung on and missed. So it's nothing and two. Sadie Walker worked a 1-2-3 first inning for the Wildcats. Got a save yesterday. Walker on the season, an ERA of 1.62 and a record of 11 wins and 0 losses. She has 85 strikeouts. Check that, 86 as she fans another one here. Schwartz down swinging, second strikeout of the game, recorded by Sadie Walker. So Walker's strikeout-to-walk ratio phenomenal, just like Gracie Gallagher. The two Holton pitchers have not allowed many runners on. They have to earn it if they're going to reach base against this Wildcat staff. Anna Berblinger to the plate now. Another senior, so 6 of the 10 starters for this Indian team are seniors. The 1-0 pitch, again, is just a little bit high, and it's 2-0 to Berblinger, the right fielder for Andale. Berblinger hitting .456. She's hit 3 home runs this season as a left-hander. So another lefty-lefty matchup, and this pitch a little high and outside. 3-0, Walker has fallen behind the number 5 hitter. With one out, bases empty, and Holton now leading 1-0. Courtesy of an error with 2 outs there in the bottom of the first. That pitch in for a strike. So Walker on the season has given up 9 walks in 55 innings. This pitch is a walk as it's a little bit high and outside, so a 1-out base runner, the first of the game for Andale Garden Plain, as Berblinger is aboard for the next senior, Jasa Anderson, designated player and also a left-hander. So this is the third of 6 batters that have hit as lefties for Andale, which you think would favor Holton, and the left-handed pitcher Sadie Walker out there today. Pitch comes a little high, 1-0 to Anderson. Alyssa Moody on deck. Andale's 3 losses to Andover, Mays, and Rose Hill. 3 splits. Swing and a miss there. It's 1-1 as Anderson tried kind of the running swing from the right side of the plate. Trying to get a quick start down the first baseline with one on and one out here in the top of the second. Walker gets the sign from Timber Wilson. And the pitch sprayed but foul just over the fence past the Holton third base dugout where a lot of Wildcat fans have made their way here to Salina again today. A little bit of a chilly morning, about 56 degrees at first pitch, but it's going to warm up and hopefully provide a little more sunshine here throughout the day. Walker now ahead, 1-2. Here's the pitch, and it's high to even the count to Anderson. This is the fourth straight state softball tournament appearance for Andale. You heard Coach John Dietrich mention that. Team that's had a lot of success since the combination of Andale and Garden Plain. Here's a foul ball again out of play. This one higher and over the Holton third base dugout. The count stays 1-2. Andale Garden Plain won state championships in 2008. They also won state in 2010, 11, and 12. This pitch swung on and missed. Walker wins the battle, gets another strikeout. Two away now here in the top of the second as Walker has struck out three. And Alyssa Moody will be the pitcher-pitcher matchup. 2 years ago, Andale went 23-2 and placed second. Lost the championship game at the state softball tournament. Here's a swing and a miss by Moody. She struck out 13 yesterday in Andale's win, matching her season high with a 13-strikeout performance. Also, though, allowed 8 free passes off the end of the bat on an outside pitch. That one hit to the ball field behind us. We're currently playing in the other 4A state softball semifinal is Clay Center and Wamego. Winner of Clay Center, Wamego plays the winner of this one. 0-2. The pitch is popped up. Foul behind us again. As Walker now pumps strikes through the zone, protecting a 1-0 lead. Andale Garden Plain has a runner at first. That courtesy of a one-out walk, but now two outs here in the inning.
And getting ahead in the count so key. When she gets ahead in the count, she's on the attack and really tough customer is Sadie Walker.
Here's the pitch, and it's fouled again. Almost exactly the same. Up and behind us, out of play. The bat will go to pitch number 5. The count remains 0-2. And the umpire is now out of softballs after 4 fouls in a row out of play. Timber Wilson gets a couple thrown back into her. Starting at catcher today, she was in the outfield yesterday, but typically, this is kind of the game 2 lineup through most of the Holton doubleheaders this season with Walker and Wilson, the battery. Now we're ready, and another 0-2 pitch and another foul ball. This went over the first base dugout a bit, but well out of play. So Moody is battling, and Walker still way ahead, can try to make her chase maybe a little bit here. Right-handed batter protecting in the ground ball. The first pass, Summers, and into right field. Picked up by Gallagher. Throws to first, but not in time. And that's the initial hit of the day for Andale Garden Plain. As a single will continue the inning with two outs, Berblinger is now at second.
Took just a little bit off that pitch, Justin. Change up, and Moody did a good job staying back on it and able to keep it in play then inside the first base bag.
Pretty good at bat for your number 7 hole hitter. Yep. And now the sophomore Madison Nightingale is hitting .435. She takes a strike in there at the knees. One of 2 sophomore starters for Andale Garden Plain. A very senior-laden team, as we've talked about. 2 on with 2 out here in the top of the second. Walker pitches, and that's a bit outside as Timber Wilson slides to receive the fastball pitch. Coach Dietrich setting on the bucket outside the dugout for the Wildcats with a word of encouragement for Walker, who brings this ball inside of the hands of Nightingale, gets a swing and a miss, and is now 1 strike again away from getting out of this second inning. Holton leading 1-0, courtesy of a hit and then an error in the bottom of 1. Walker ready, the sign by Wilson. The pitch swung on him and strike 3. Walker strikes out the side. She's now fanned 4. And we head to the bottom of the second with Holton leading it 1-0 here on KNZA.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and Wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters or Fran Wrights today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Scott Koch, Justin Fluke alongside Mike Tanking back here in Salina. Holton a 1-0 lead as we head to the bottom of the second. It'll be Grace Utz, Justina Ray, and Timber Wilson to the plate. Wildcats with one run on one hit, taking advantage of a two-out error to score their first plate appearance. Now Grace Utz, right-hander. The pitch from Moody is upstairs for ball one. Utz, Ray, Wilson, and Emma Summers, the next four in this lineup for Holton, went a combined 0 for 12 yesterday. So all looking for their first hit of the state tournament here this year. And Utz takes outside and a little bit high. It's 2-0 now to the Holton second baseman. Heading to play at Cloud County College softball next year. Moody winds and deals, the junior pitcher, and it's fouled back by Utz. Two balls and a strike. Utz the only senior left on the roster with Allie Beard injured. But the starter's a sophomore. Beard, unfortunately, missing her entire senior season. So leaving just Utz on the active postseason roster for the Cats as a senior. Here's the 2-1. It's swung on and missed by Utz, and the count now 2-2. Talked yesterday about Holton's team batting average, .489. Utz shows bump, pulls back, swings, and foul tips it to the backstop. Count holds at 2-2. Holton averaging over 13 runs per game. And scored 296 runs now on the season. This is game number 24 for Holton today. Utz takes way high to the backstop, and the count full now at 3-2. Holton's one loss on April 29th against Perry Lecompton, 7-6. Then they beat him 17-1, and since then they've allowed just two runs in their last five games played since that loss, April 29th to Perry. Payoff pitch is called strike three. Utz and a lot of the Holton faithful thought it might have been a bit low, but a borderline pitch with two strikes and second strikeout victim today of Moody for Andale Garden Plain. So one away after a seven-pitch at-bat with Utz, and now here's Justina Ray. Right-hander takes another strike in there on the lower part of the plate. Ray came into state hitting .435. The sophomores for the Wildcats as Moody pitches, and that one must have been just a bit low. Pretty similar to the previous two pitches that were both strikes that caught Utz looking and was strike one on Ray. Now it's 1-1. Ground ball right side, glove by the second baseman, bobble, but then flips it over to first in time. That's Nightingale to Winter. 4-3 on the putout. Ray almost snuck it into right field, but it didn't quite have enough on it. Nightingale was able to get there and cut it off and make the flip throw for out number two. Now Timber Wilson, Holton catcher, like Ray and Fluelling and Bond, she is a sophomore, and one freshman is on deck, Emma Summers, in the Holton starting lineup again. This pitch low from Moody, it's 1-0. We can see the scoreboard, so we'll be able to keep you up to date on Clay Center, who has a 1-0 lead over Wamego in the other semifinal game in the second inning there. This pitch in for a strike. Boy, Moody's kind of found something with some strikes being called, kind of borderline at the bottom of that zone.
Yeah, really working the bottom of the zone, and good place to make a living as a pitcher. She's really
And a nice job the last couple batters here. Right-handed hitter Moody, the 1-1, swung on a miss. That was a rise ball to Timber Wilson. As Moody looks for a 1-2-3 inning here in the bottom of the second. Up, down, inside, outside. That was climbing the ladder after attacking the knees, coming around the shoulders there, and Wilson swung under it. Now Wilson's got to protect, make contact. She does, lifts it up, foul territory off of third Schwartz. The shortstop actually overran it as Eck was charging hard to the foul fence, and foul territory there in left field. Couldn't quite come up with the catch, so Wilson gets another opportunity with the count still 1-2. Might have lost her footing there where the dirt meets the grass. As there's a little lip there, and she was running full speed into foul territory. Would have been a whale of a catch by Eck. Moody ready. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled back and out of play. Quite a few foul balls in this game. Both teams have just one hit. Both teams have had a couple base runners. Andale got a hit and then a walk. Holton got a hit and then another runner reached on an error. But nobody on here with two down in the bottom of the second. Wildcats lead 1-0 on the scoreboard. The pitch by Moody and swung on a miss. Strike three. That's three Ks for Moody. And Holton down in order in the bottom of the second. We'll head to the third, and Mike Tanking will take you through the play-by-play here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We really strive to work with farmers.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer with Farmers State Bank in Holton. Bryce knows every ag producer has unique needs. He takes pride in learning how customers operate and formulating a plan that best fits their needs.
I would say, especially with the team back there helping me, we can think of innovative and flexible ways for our producers.
Innovation and flexibility. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
FM KNZA.
1-0 Holton as we head to the top of the third from the Bilbert Complex here in Salina, Kansas. Mike Tanking, Justin Flute, and Andale Garden Plain will have the 9-1-2 hitters here in the third inning. That's Ashton Winter, Madeline Rolfs, and Kyla Eck. One run, one hit, no errors for Holton. No runs, one hit, one costly error for Andale that led to an unearned run, and that's the difference in the game so far. 1-0 Holton. Sadie Walker's spotless through two innings. Her first pitch to Winter is high for a ball. Walker with four strikeouts through the first two innings. She's given up one hit and one walk. The 1-0 pitch catches the outside corner for a strike. One ball, one strike to Ashton Winter. Winter, the senior first baseman for Andale Garden Plain. Batted .388 during the regular season. Here's the 1-1, fouled straight back to the screen, and Sadie Walker gets ahead, one ball, two strikes on Winter. Overcast skies here in Salina today. The 1-2 pitch is high with a rise. Two balls, two strikes on Winter.
Quick update on the other semifinal. Waumego just scored a run to tie it, so it's 1-1. Waumego and Clay Center in the second.
Here's the 2-2 pitch from Walker to Winter. It's high, and the count goes full. Walker's been terrific when she's gotten ahead in the count. Here's the payoff pitch, fouled back to the screen. And we'll do it again.
We had a quarter for every foul ball so far today. We'd be able to get lunch almost.
A lot of grinding type of bats, huh? What you expect in the semifinals of the state tournament. Here's the 3-2 pitch once again. Swung on and missed. Strike three. That's strikeout number five for Sadie Walker. Took a little bit off that one and got Ashton Winter swinging. So one out and back to the top of the order to Madeline Rolfs. She struck out to lead off the game in the first inning. Sophomore center fielder. Hit .362 during the regular season. She has a home run
Here's the first pitch. It's a strike. Walker jumps ahead once again. Sadie slammed the door yesterday. Two shutout innings, gave up one hit, four strikeouts. The 0-1 is fouled back. It's no balls and two strikes. .215 all the way around here at the Bill Burt Complex. Center field, right field line, left field line. It's a pretty tall fence. It's about an 8 or 9 foot tall fence, maybe 8 foot fence. The 0-2 pitch is a rise. It's high for a ball. One ball, two strikes to Madeline Rolfs.
Not quite as tall as the fence that we tried to jump out of when we got locked in the Fort Hays State football stadium.
We thought better of that. That was a good life choice on our part. The 1-2 pitch is low and outside. It's Sadie went with some off-speed stuff there, and Rolfs able to lay off. Yeah, we just talked too long after that game, Justin. It was a state championship game, and we talked, and the entire stadium was empty, and we were locked in. Luckily, you had some connections out in Hayes, got us out. The 2-2 pitch is high, and the count goes full. So both of the first two batters of the third inning here have worked a full count against Sadie Walker. The 3-2 pitch is fouled off to the right side, out of play. And again, we'll do it again.
A pitch count, not a huge thing, obviously, in softball, but when you know you're going to play two games today, I mean, Sadie had to throw 12 in the first, but 23 pitches in that second inning. So she's already over 50 pitches here with one away in the third today.
Here's the 3-2. Fisted up on the infield, and Justina Ray at third base will put that one away for out number two. Sadie Walker got in on the hands of Madeline Rolfs, and little jam shot, pitching wedge over to the third baseman, and Ray made the sure-handed catch for out number two. Yeah, probably more about just the stamina as much as anything, just the conditioning of throwing that many pitches. The first pitch to Eck is skied into left field. It's high, it's playable, and it's caught by Summers in left. 1-2-3 goes the Andale Indians, and after 2.5, it's still 1-0 Holton here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some of my fondest childhood memories are from volunteering with my grandmother. Helping others was her passion. She'd always say, "The sweetest fruits of life come from serving others." And she was right.
At Shelter Insurance, we strive to make a positive impact in the communities where we work and live.
Find the award-winning service you need from Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter agents.
In observance of this Memorial Day weekend, Foster Ford and Holton will be closed Saturday, May 29th through Monday, May 31st, and we reopen June 1st, 8 a.m. regular business hours. As you take time to remember those you have lost, also take some time to remember the men and the women that have given the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms, which we all enjoy. From Foster Ford and Holton, we wish you a safe and enjoyable Memorial Day weekend.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
To the bottom of the third, 1-0. Holton, an unearned run in the bottom of the first. And they'll have the 8-9-1 hitters here in the bottom of the third. That's Emma Summers, Stacy Bond, and back to the top of the order in Sadie Walker. Emma Summers at the last out, putting away the pitch in left field. Putting away the fly ball in left field, rather. The first pitch is swung on and missed by Summers. Summers was 0-for-3 yesterday. The only freshman in the starting lineup for Holton. Here's the 0-1, and just a little bit low. It's one ball, one strike. The 8-9-1. See if Summers and Bond can set the table for the top of the order here for the Wildcats. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Catches the inside corner for a strike. Strike two. One ball, two strikes on Emma.
Consistent strike zone, but it's pretty big. I mean, batter's going to have to come up, be aggressive, protect all the corners, top and bottom of the zone as well.
Here's the 1-2 pitch to Emma Summers, and it's swung on and missed. Strike three. That is strikeout number four for Moody. Two of them looking and two of them now swinging, and one out to Stacy Bond. Stacy was a key yesterday. She went 1-for-2, but scored two runs in the nine hole yesterday, getting on base twice, once with a double, once via an error, but scored two runs and on base for the top of the order. And there's a high fly ball, deep right center field, going back, it is gone! Stacy Bond
And it's 2-0 Wildcats as Stacy Bond goes oppo and crushes one over the right center field fence, and the Wildcats have doubled their lead. Home run number 33 for Holton this season, but the first one of the year for sophomore Stacy Bond, and what a opportune time for her first glory ball and putting the Wildcats now up 2-0. She jumped all over that first pitch and crushed it. Not much wind here today. That one didn't need any help as it cleared the fence rather easily. 2-0 Wildcats. Here's Sadie Walker at the top of the order. First pitch is swung on and fouled back to the screen. Strike one. That put a charge in the ball and a charge in the Wildcat fans and their bench coming out of the dugout to greet her on the way back in.
Yeah, how will Moody respond now? And does that breed some more confidence into this Wildcat potent lineup?
Here's the 0-1 to Walker, swung on. Foul tip held by the catcher. That's strike two on Walker. And we talk about setting the table. I'll just put a one spot on the board yourself, Stacy Bond says.
We're gonna set it and clean it all at the same time.
No balls, two strikes on Walker. She fouls that pitch back to the screen. Stays alive. And the way Sadie Walker has spun it so far in the circle, that extra run is huge. Every run you can tack on, you got to feel good if you're the Wildcats. Here's the 0-2, and it's low and outside.
Might have been a strike if we were bowling. Pretty crazy when your number 9-hole hitter is hitting .574. Jacks one out of the park in the state tournament game. Great lineup top to bottom for the Cats all year.
The 1-2 is a rise ball, and it's high. Two balls, two strikes on Sadie Walker. Just a deep lineup. You don't have the ability to take any hitters off as a pitcher. There's constant pressure on you. Here's the 2-2. There's a high fly ball. Playable in right field, and it's going to be put away out there by Berblinger. As Sadie Walker pulled that one to the right side, but got under it just a little bit, and that's out number two here in the third inning. 2-0 Wildcats here. Two outs in the bottom of the third inning. Gracie Gallagher steps in. She's doesn't have an official at bat so far as she had a sacrifice bunt her first time up. First pitch is low and outside. One ball, no strikes on Gracie. Gracie pitched five innings yesterday, got the win in the circle. She swings at the 1-0 pitch and fouls it back and out of play. One ball, one strike. Struck out eight, no walks. Ho-hum, that's kind of how it goes for Gracie Gallagher this year, right?
Exactly.
She was stellar yesterday. One ball, one strike. She's playing right field today. Here's the 1-1, and it's grounded to the right side and through for a base hit. And now it eats up the right fielder, Berblinger, and Gracie Gallagher is going to try to extend this into another bag, and she does. So this will be a single and an error on the right fielder, Berblinger. And Gracie Gallagher is in scoring position with two outs. That's the third base hit for the Wildcats. The second error on Andale Garden Plain. Put a charge into that one on the ground between the first baseman and the second baseman, and she puts herself in a spot for the three-hole hitter, Brooke Flewelling, to drive her in. Here's the first pitch to Flewelling, and it's skied to right center field, high, playable, and put away out there by Berblinger, who hauls it in for the third out of the inning. But one run, two hits, one error, and one left. After three innings complete, Holton leading Andale Garden Plain 2-0. You're listening to State Tournament Softball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
On the line. You've probably heard this phrase many times. For the Kansas Turf team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are all part of being on the line. Kansas Turf, and now its national brand, Mammoth Sports Construction, have been on a mission to do just that, providing the home field advantage to their clients. If your school or community is ready to take that next step of being on the line, visit Kansas Turf's new website, mammothturf.com. KNZAg.com.
Navigating all the changes of today's world can be tough. Let us help you with your long-term care needs. At The Pines, our goal is to safely care for your loved ones while providing the best care possible. We currently have a safe and flexible visitation policy. You can rest easy knowing your loved one is getting the care they need while also having the ability to visit in person. We have two locations here in Houlton. You can check out our Facebook page or call us for a tour today. At The Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
KNZA.
2-0 Wildcats to the top of the fourth inning. First pitch to Kylie Horsches over the outside corner for a strike. And the 0-1 is a little bit outside, so one ball, one strike as Andale Garden Plain has one hit so far, but no runs. They'll have the 3, 4, and 5 hitters up here in the fourth. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Horsches, swung on and missed. One ball, two strikes. Once again, Sadie Walker ahead in the count. Kylie Horsches came into the state tournament batting 435, team leading 5 home runs during the regular season. 1-2 is high, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Walker. Foul back.
Quite a few blankets, sweatshirts. The fans around the field bundled up a little bit here this morning. One of the cooler Memorial Day weekends we've probably had in recent years.
And the 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed as Sadie Walker strikes out another one, and that's out number one here in the fourth inning. That is strikeout number 6 for Sadie. And that brings up Brady Schwartz, third baseman, a senior for Andale Garden Plain, struck out in the second inning. First pitch is high. Anna Berblinger will be next. If they can get somebody on, Jasa Anderson will bat after that. Two to nothing Wildcats here in the top of the fourth inning. Here's the 1-0. Foul back.
One common opponent between these two teams, and that's Winfield, the team that Houlton beat 5-2 in the opening round of state yesterday. Andale swept Winfield earlier this season 16-4 and 11-1, so a couple run rule victories for the Andale Garden Plain squad over Winfield, but earlier in the year.
The 1-1 pitch is fouled back by Schwartz, and Sadie Walker gets ahead again, one ball, two strikes.
I think that was probably the biggest question mark for Houlton and fans coming into this state tournament was, you know, were they battle-tested enough? I mean, you look at Andale Garden Plains' schedule this year in the Arc Valley Chisholm Trail League, Division 3 and 4. I mean, they've played a lot of 4A, 5A schools.
And the 1-2 pitch is fouled back and out of play. Yeah, Houlton really had their way with Big 7 League opponents this year and went out of their way to play some non-league opponents, a competitive Kansas City area tournament, and beat some 5A and 6A schools. Doing everything they can to get their kids ready for state competition. And the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Down goes Schwartz. That's strikeout number 7 by Sadie Walker. Two outs here in the fourth inning, and that brings up Anna Berblinger. Left-handed hitter. She walked in the second inning and was stranded at second base. First pitch from Walker catches the outside corner for strike one.
11 outs recorded by Houlton so far. 7 of the 11 have been strikeouts by Walker. Not a ton of balls put in play.
The 0-1 is swung on and missed. No balls, two strikes on Berblinger. Sadie Walker seems to be in a groove right here. Here's the 0-2. Rise ball, a little bit high. One ball, two strikes. Here's the one ball, two strike pitch, and it's swung on and missed, and Sadie Walker makes quick work of Andale Garden Plain. The Indians 3-up, 3-down. No runs across as we go to the bottom of the fourth. 2-0 Houlton. Here from the 4A state tournament in Salina. You're listening to the state tournament softball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call Agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
Zero turn with speed to burn. That's Hustler Mowers at Heinen Repair. And all in-stock Hustlers are on sale now during their big spring sales event. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts built right here in Kansas. And ask about the layaway program at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in store or at HeinenRepair.com.
KNZA.
2-0 Wildcats to the bottom of the fourth inning. It'll be the 4, 5, and 6 hitters, Olivia Summers, Grace Utz, and Justina Ray here for the Cats. First pitch is grounded into left field for a base hit by Olivia Summers. Hard hit ball just to the hole at shortstop, and she'll be aboard to lead off the fourth inning for the Wildcats. That is base hit number 4 for the Wildcats. And we'll have a pinch runner here for the Wildcats, as it looks like Lorna Smith will come in and run for Olivia Summers.
Olivia had 2 hits yesterday and 1 today, putting together a great offensive state tournament now with 3 hits in these first couple of games.
I feel like if the Cats could just get another run or two, they might be able to put this one out of reach the way Sadie Walker's dealing through 4 innings. See if the Cats can get something going here with their 5, 6, 7, and 8 hitters. They've struggled so far here the first game and a half of this tournament. Gracie Utz struck out in the second inning, and she might be asked to advance the runner here, see if she can get Smith into scoring position. Here's the first pitch to Utz. She's swinging away, and she fouls it back to the screen. Utz with 6 home runs this year. The senior, here's the 0-1, and it's high and inside. 1-1 on Utz. Third baseman Schwartz creeping in, expecting the possibility of a bunt. And it's a swing and a miss for strike 2. So no bunt coming now, probably with 2 strikes. 1-2 on Utz. Lorna Smith is the runner at first. She's running for Olivia Summers, who led off the inning with a base hit single to left field. Here's the 1-2 to Utz, and she'll take high. 2-2 to Gracie. She battled before striking out in the second inning, fouled off a pitch with 2 strikes, and she fouls one off of her coach, John Dietrich's left leg. Somebody check that softball for a dent. She ripped that one down the line, a little bit out in front of that pitch. Still 2-2.
Didn't even crack a smile.
No. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Grace. She fouls it back and out of play. Once again, battling with 2 strikes. Nothing easy. Grinding out the at-bat. Even when down in the count, make the pitcher work. 2-2. And here's a pitch that goes high, and Utz works the full count. She did that again in the second inning before striking out. Worked the full count. So here's the 3-2 pitch coming to Utz from Moody. And she works the ball as this is low and inside. For a base on balls, Grace Utz, great at bat right there by the senior. Just an experienced, grinded out at bat, able to get a walk, get your runner into scoring position, and the Wildcats have runners on first and second now with nobody out for Justina Ray.
I don't know how much it affects Moody or a pitcher, but I always find it interesting that Oots and, you know, the confidence to do this. She shows bunt a lot. I mean, even with two strikes, those last couple pitches, she was showing bunt early and then pulling back ready to swing.
Mm-hmm.
Something that she kind of always does and sometimes can play with a pitcher.
It's the first pitch to Ray. She squares around to bunt and fouls it back to the screen.
You got to be pretty quick because that pitch comes in awful fast, it would seem like to me, to be able to show bunt, pull back, and get a good full swing on it. But something Oots has
like that a little bit,
done well. Yeah.
Turns it into just a reaction kind of thing. You're pulling it back, and you're just reacting with two strikes. See if Ray tries to bunt again. She does, and she offered and missed. No balls, two strikes on Justina Ray, who will probably swing away now. Unable to get the bunt down to advance the runners. First and second, nobody out here for the Wildcats in the bottom of the fourth. They lead 2-0. An unearned run in the first inning, a solo homer by Stacy Bond in the third inning. And Coach John Dietrich calls time as he wants to visit with Justina Ray before this 0-2 pitch. The runner at second is Lorna Smith. She's running for Summers. Grace Oots worked a walk after being down in the count 1-2, battled back and got a base on balls. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Justina Ray, and she squares to bunt and pulls back and then slaps it into right field for a single. It falls in front of the right fielder, Berblinger, and the bases are going to be loaded here as the runner, Lorna Smith, had to freeze at second base, make sure that ball was down. It got down, and she advances one station, as does Oots to second, and Justina Ray has her first hit of the tournament. The bases are loaded with nobody out.
Got to be kind of infuriating if you're Andale Garden playing and Coach Schrader out of the dugout to go visit with his infield, but here's a player that, you know, failed twice to bunt. You know, Oots had kind of showed bunt as well, but somehow Oots able to work a walk on seven pitches, and then Ray down 0-2, able to just barely get one through into right field. So, yeah, Holton certainly in business here with nobody out, and for Garden Plain doing a lot of things well, but just can't seem to get an out right now.
Yeah, and that's the thing with that hit by Ray right there, Justin. That was just a jam shot. That was not a well-hit ball at all, but it was able to find a hole between the first baseman, second baseman, and dropped just the ball didn't even reach the grass, actually. It landed in the dirt, and she's able to beat it out for a single. So the bases are loaded now with nobody out for Timber Wilson. She struck out in the second inning. Wildcats lead 2-0, trying to put some more runs on the board here. The first pitch is way high and back to the backstop, but bounced right back to the catcher, Cooper. And so Lorna Smith staying put at third base. Don't need to take any chances here. Bases loaded, nobody out. Let your 8-9-1 hitters see if they can drive these runs in. One ball, no strikes to Timber Wilson. Here's the 1-0. And once again, high. And this time, Lorna Smith is going to try to score from third. And she is out at the plate. The ball went over the head of the catcher. Came back to her. She flipped it to the pitcher, Moody, who tagged Lorna Smith out at the plate for the first out.
It was a close play, and Lorna got a good read on it because the ball didn't bounce back to the catcher near as quickly as the previous one did. She broke for home without hesitating, but it was just a great job by Cooper, the catcher, who's battled some injuries as a sophomore this year for Andale Garden Plain, to get so quickly, and perfect low throw for Moody to be able to make the tag just in time.
Yeah, put it right on her leg, and a bang-bang play, but the Wildcats lose a runner.
Yeah, it looks worse now because your count's 3-0.
Yeah. That pitch goes low and inside. That's right, 3-0 now to Timber Wilson. Still all the pressure on Andale Garden Plain here. And if you're the Wildcats, you've got to tell yourselves that. Nobody hurt here. Still got runners in scoring position with only one out. Here's the 3-0, and it is low, ball four. Timber Wilson works a four-pitch walk, and once again the bases are loaded, this time for freshman Emma Summers. Emma was a strikeout victim in the third inning. Still looking for her first base hit of the state tournament. This would be a great time for it. Bases loaded, one out for Holton. Oots is on third, Ray's on second, Wilson on first. First pitch to Summers is a little strike. Catches the inside part of the plate. Strike one to Emma.
Andale's brought their infield in, not only at the corners, but middle infielders playing in as well. Maybe a throw to home if they can get a ground ball here.
The 0-1 pitch is inside. One ball, one strike on Emma Summers. Yeah, I got to think the play is certainly at the plate for Andale. If they have any sort of chance at a ground ball at an infielder here, they'll be coming home. Here's the 1-1. Swung on by Emma Summers and missed. One ball, two strikes. Now if you're Emma Summers, you've got to battle. Grind out this at bat. Try to find a way to put the ball in play here. One ball, two strikes. Here's the 1-2. And it's ripped, lined on a line to third and caught, and it'll be a double play. A line drive right to Schwartz at third, who dove back in and doubled off Utz at third base. The ball was ripped, it was hit hard, and it was some bad luck for the Holton Wildcats as a line drive double play will end the inning. Andale escapes, no runs in the inning, two hits, a couple walks, and two left. After four complete, it's 2-0 Holton here from the 4A State Tournament in Salina on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. That means we have a lot of experience in delivering hometown banking to the people and businesses in this area. If you are with us now, or if you're seeking something new, we want to be your bank of choice.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
The top of the fifth, 2-0 Holton. To take you the rest of the way, here's Justin Fleek.
Thanks, Mike. Bill Burke Family Sports Complex, state semifinal softball, Class 4A. Andale have Anderson, Moody, and Nightingale. 6, 7, and 8 hitters due up against Sadie Walker. Gets a swing and a miss, picking up where she left off, striking out the side in the fourth. She has now retired 7 consecutive batters, and 5 of those 7 have been strikeouts. The pitch by Walker fouled back, and she's quickly ahead of Anderson, 0-2.
This becomes a huge inning for Holton and for Andale. You feel like after Andale Garden Plain escapes with no runs scored, they've got some momentum here. Holton and Sadie Walker need to keep throwing up zeros.
No doubt. Bottom half of the lineup for the Indians. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Walker. Swung on, a miss, the strikeout. Will help Holton feel a little bit better. That's 9 Ks now for Sadie Walker here in this game. Alyssa Moody has the only hit of the game for Andale Garden Plain. She singled on an 0-2 pitch, working a 6-pitch at-bat back in the second inning. And swings and misses at this offering from Sadie Walker. So the pitcher-pitcher matchup, Moody won it against Walker in their first meeting, and now finishing the second time through the Indian lineup. High fly ball down the right field line. Gallagher going over and back and makes the catch. Kind of straddling the foul fair line. Nice play by Gracie Gallagher. The ball carried a bit. Really hardly any wind here today, but overcast skies, and that's out number 2.
It's ruled a fair ball catch, so good job there by GG to bring that one in and help your pitcher out. Nice job.
Chance for another quick 1-2-3 inning. The sophomore Madison Nightingale steps to the plate. Strikeout victim her first time up. Walker deals and a foul hit the catcher's mask of Timber Wilson. And so far every pitch has been a strike thrown by Sadie Walker here in this top of the fifth inning. A little fired up with Holton leading 2-0, but had the bases loaded with nobody out. Had an out at home trying to score on a pass ball. And then after the bases were reloaded with the second walk of the inning, a line out to third resulted in a double play and got Garden Plain Andale out of the jam. Here's the 0-1. That pitch a little bit high, not missing by much. 1-1 to Nightingale, the sophomore.
20-3, the Garden Plain record. Walker gets the sign from Wilson. The pitch stroke, but just foul towards Ray in the third base line. It's now 1-2. Two outs, bases empty here in the fifth. Twelve of the 20 wins this year for Andale Garden Plain have been by way of at least 10 runs or a run rule victory. 1-2 pitch here, and this is called strike three on the outside corner. That's actually the first backwards K, 10 total for Walker, but the first time an Indian's been caught looking. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Holton still leading Andale 2-0 here on KNZA.
The pandemic has taken a toll on the mental health of many. At Community Healthcare System, providers treat the whole patient, and that includes both mental and physical health. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and CHCS wants to help patients catch up on mental health care and feel comfortable discussing behavioral health needs. All of us owe it to our communities to help address tough topics such as depression and suicide. At Community Healthcare System, our mission is to enrich the health and lives of the people we serve. Call for an appointment or learn more at chcsks.org.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in, talk to us, and discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us, Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Kansaland Radio.
Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking back with you, and to the plate, Stacy Bond takes high ball one as we head into the bottom of the fifth inning. Here in Salina, Holton leading 2-0 over Andale Garden Plain. Moody back out on the mound. She's gone the distance. Stacy Bond homered off of her in the third. And takes high again here. It's 2-0. Bond's first home run of the season. Gave Holton a 2-0 lead. That was on the first pitch of her first at-bat. And now Moody with a 2-0 offering to Bond. It swung on and missed for strike one. Two runs, five hits Holton. No runs on just one hit for Andale Garden Plain. And Sadie Walker, the Holton pitcher, is now retired 10 in a row and has 10 strikeouts through five innings today. The 2-1 is popped up, and it'll be foul just behind us over the backstop. With the other semifinal 4A state game going on as well, and it's 2-1, Wamego leading Clay Center in the fourth inning. So perhaps an upset in the making there. Wamego 2 and Clay Center 1. Clay Center, the number 2 seed, with only two losses on the year. The 2-2 pitch is high, and it's a full count now to Stacy Bond as sunshine trying to peek out here in Salina for the first time today. Sadie Walker on deck, Gracie Gallagher to follow. Here's the payoff pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Moody gets a strikeout, her fifth one of the day, and retires Bond for out number one. Sadie Walker's 1-for-2, singled and scored in the first, flew out to right field her last time up. So a third time through the order now against the junior right-handed pitcher Moody, who misses low with ball one to Sadie Walker. Walker's 9 home runs leads the team this season, also with a team-high 48 RBI. Pitch by Moody is low again, 2-0 with the bases empty, one down here in the bottom of the fifth. Winner of this game will play in the 4A state championship, slated to start at 1:30 today, right here at the same complex but a different field for the championship game. This is Field B, and this pitch is right down Broadway. Sadie taking it all the way, and it's 2-1 to Walker. Holton with at least 19 wins for the third straight season, and the third straight season has stayed. A fly ball by Walker towards center field. Coming in is Rolfs and makes the catch, jogging in, and that is out number two. That sunshine was pretty short-lived, Tink.
Yeah.
It'll be tough to find some spots for it to peak out here anytime real soon, it looks like.
Felt good, though.
For all 10 seconds. Gracie Gallagher is 1-for-1, singled her last time up. Also a sack bunt, and she hits it hard. It's bobbled by the second baseman, and Gallagher's going to beat out the throw. That's the third error of the game, all by the infielders of Vandale Garden Plain. This one is E4. So three errors, and Holton will have a two-out base runner here in the bottom of the fifth with a 2-0 lead.
That was a hot shot, but a play you'd like to see your second baseman make. Gracie made good contact there. She's reached twice now via the error. She had a base hit, and then it was an error that moved her to second base earlier, I guess.
Brooke Flewelling takes high. Gallagher stealing. The throw is not in time. First stolen base of the state tournament for Holton. Gigi loves to run the bases. And a great job there to slide in just ahead of the tag. Gallagher has now stolen a team-high 15 bases for Holton this season. And she's in scoring position with two outs. Willing to struck out and fly to right. So she is due. And the pitch swung on, foul tipped. Willing came into state hitting .597 and 1-for-3 yesterday, so flirting with a .600 average, which is second on the team.
Great time for a stolen base. You get her into scoring position for your three hitter here, and if you get her thrown out, then your three hitter leads off the next inning.
Olivia Summers would be next, two outs though. And this next pitch is inside. Two and one. Is that right?
Yep.
With the count? Yep. Two balls, one strike. Gallagher at second base. Floyd's older sister here watching today. And she takes low. It's 3-1. That would be Bailey Flewelling, a Holton softball alum, now playing collegiately at Emporia State. Good crowd on hand. Holton, a lot of blue in the outfield and all up and down the third baseline, as well as some bleachers here behind us. 3-1 pitch, and that's low. So they don't really give Flewelling a chance to do much. On five pitches, she takes a base on balls, gives them a chance for a force out. Two on now and two out, but Olivia Summers may be one of the hottest hitters for Holton. Singled her last time up after two hits yesterday and a couple RBI. Olivia Summers has now driven in 23 runs this season. And takes high, ball one. So two walks last inning for Moody, and now one walk here in the fifth. She's totaled three free passes today, but as this game goes on, and she pitched the whole game yesterday for Andale Garden Plain, she's laboring certainly quite a bit harder. And a foul to the backstop makes it 1-1 here to Olivia Summers.
Well, Wildcats keep putting pressure, but still just a 2-0 game. Really loved a couple insurance runs here.
No doubt. Top of the lineup will be coming due for Andale Garden Plain in the sixth. Holton six outs away from getting to the state title. Swing and a miss by Summers. And now she's behind in the count 1-2. This round has kind of been the nemesis for Holton. Their last two state tournament appearances, they lost in the semifinals 2 years ago at Emporia and 3 years ago here in Salina on this field. Here's a foul ball by Summers back behind us. She stays alive at 1-2 with Gallagher on second and Brooke Flewelling at first. While Migo's still leading 2-1, they're in the fifth inning now with Clay Center down a run as the number two seed in the other 4A state semifinal. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it's foul tip but glove by the catcher, Cooper. So Summers strikes out, and Holton strands two more. They've left five on base, and through five complete innings, our score, Holton 2, Andale Garden Plain 0 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
ICE, Ireland Custom Exhaust, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
We want you to know that the E could also stand for everything, because at ICE, besides specializing in exhaust, we do it all, from oil changes to complete engine repair.
That's my dad, Barry Ireland, who has been providing quality repairs at fair prices for over 30 years. We still believe in honest and friendly service like great-granddad promised at Ireland Custom Exhaust.
Just south of Holton, ICE. Remember, the E stands for exhaust and everything else to keep your vehicle on the road.
It's time to reevaluate your rock driveway with some fresh gravel from John's Repair. Call him at 969-6400 to reach John McManigle, your local handyman, who helps you get your driveway back to the shape it was. 785-969-6400.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image. Sports teams stand out and organizations shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Along with studio engineer Scott Cox, Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking back with you here at Bill Burke Park in Salina, Kansas. A new pitcher for Holton, Gracie Gallagher, is in. Yesterday, Gallagher went the first five, and Walker pitched the final two. Now in this semifinal game, it'll be Gallagher taking over. Wilson is still the catcher. Walker goes out to her center field position. Stacy Bond shifts from center field to right field. So Walker had retired 10 in a row, and 7 of those 10 had been strikeouts. So Walker was rolling with 10 strikeouts through 5 innings and only one hit allowed. And now it's up to Gallagher, and first pitch in there for a called strike one. Ashton Winter leads off. She's the number 9 hitter, struck out her first time up. And then the 1 and 2 hitters will bat here for Ando Garden Plain in the top of the 6th. Pitch popped up, foul behind us, and it's nothing and 2. Gallagher getting the win yesterday for Holton in the quarterfinal game, improving her record to 10-1 on the season. ERA fell from 1.91. She had 8 strikeouts yesterday, so now 110 strikeouts to 2 walks all year. This pitch a little outside, so it's 1-2 to Ashton Winter. With Rolf Sinek coming up next. I think this just shows the confidence that Coach Dietrich really has in both of his pitchers. He knows they're not going to allow free passes. Everything is going to have to be earned. This pitch a little outside from Gallagher, but I think a lot of people might kind of question it, thinking, wow, Walker pitching, retired 10 in a row, 7 strikeouts, kind of rolling, you know, why would you make this change? But I think Dietrich knows there's another game later today. This pitch again a little outside, so from 0-2 to 3-2 here from Gallagher to Winter.
And after this batter, the top of the lineup, they'll be getting their third look at the pitcher if you leave Sadie in. There's that argument to be made as well.
Gallagher's payoff pitch, it's sprayed down the right field line, but foul will get out of play with Bond in pursuit, and we'll do it again here at 3-2. And of course, Walker can always come back in and pitch.
That's
if
right.
Holton gets into any kind of trouble here, so still have that opportunity as well. Another 3-2 pitch, and just low.
Ooh.
Didn't miss by much. Boy, Gallagher had 0-2, and that's just a third walk that she's given up all season.
And she wanted that pitch, too.
Yeah, so did I. Gallagher's thrown 67 innings this year and now giving up 3 walks. But the leadoff runner aboard, and it's the number 9 hole hitter. So top of the lineup, here's Rolf. She goes to bunt, gets it in front of the home plate, picked up by the catcher. Wilson throws. They get the out. Utz is there to cover.
Ooh.
Sack bunt, and now the home plate umpire.
He went
was there
down.
A collision or something? I didn't see it, Tank.
I was watching the throw. He was coming out from behind the plate to observe the action.
Well, at least
his base umpires come in and rule him safe, he says.
Tried to provide a little light to the situation.
Comic relief.
Yeah.
Face down about 10 feet up the line on the third base side. He was hustling out from behind the plate to make sure that there was... the ball was fair, that the bat wasn't going to hit the ball out there in fair territory. The bat was actually really close to the ball. Justina Ray was charging from third, but
I don't think she would have been there.
Yeah. I don't know if he just bit it or what. I didn't see. I was watching the throw to first base. Timber Wilson did a good job getting on that ball and making a solid throw to first for the first out.
Yeah, Newtz was there to cover, so that was 2-4 on the sacrifice bunt. One out now in the inning with the runner at second. In Ashton Winter.
You don't see umpires that look like they just slid into second base very often. He is dirty. Having a good chuckle about it now.
I think that's about all you can do. I think he's okay. The only thing that might be hurt is a little bit of pride.
Yep, probably so.
Here's Kyla Eck, dangerous hitter, Division I college softball signee, batting .556. She takes low from Gracie Gallagher as the sun has popped back out here
in Salina. One on second and one out. The tying run is at the plate. Pitch to the left-hander, swung on and missed. One and one now to Eck. GG throws right-handed. So opposite of Sadie Walker. Pitch by Gallagher, and that's grounded right side. Backhanded by Summers. What a play! Advancing to third is Ashton Winter. I didn't know if Summers was going to knock that down, but a great backhanded stop by the Holton first baseman.
Now, that's big, because if that gets by her, it's into right field for a base hit, possibly scores a run. It's a hard hit ball to her right, backhanded it, made the play unassisted. Nice job, Olivia Summers.
So two outs now, and Holton can protect this 2-0 lead if they can retire Kylie Horsch. Number three batter hits one deep into right field. Long run, but over his bond and makes the catch. And Holton's still up 2-0, needing just three outs to advance to the Class 4A state championship game. The Wildcats will try to add insurance in the bottom of the sixth. Holton leads 2-0, and we're back in 1 minute here on KNZA.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Kansaland Radio.
Justin Fluke and Mike Tanking back with you here at Bill Burke Park in Salina. Holton batting bottom of the sixth. Grace Utz, Justina Ray, and Timber Wilson facing Alyssa Moody. The first pitch grounded to the shortstop. Nice backhand play by Eck in the throw. One pitch and one out. Utz hit it well, but a great play by Eck for the 6-3 out number one.
Flashing the leather there. That was a nice play. The backhand side, long throw, and got her at first.
Holton three outs away from advancing to the championship against the winner of Wamego Clay Center, which is a 2-1 Wamego lead over Clay Center, still in the bottom of the fifth. Here's Justina Ray, 1-for-2, singled her last time up and takes a strike. She singled when Holton loaded the bases with nobody out in the fourth after trying twice to lay down a sacrifice bunt and then ended up able to just punch one through on the right side. Swings and misses here and is down in the count, 0-2. Alyssa Moody has struck out 6 Holton batters. She has walked 3. Her defense has committed 3 errors behind her, one of which led to the run in the first inning. Holton got a solo homer from Bond in the third to go up 2-0, and that's still where we're at. Strike 3 call. Boy, that was a great spin pitch, and down on the inside part of the plate. Holton caught looking for out number 2. 7 strikeouts for Moody, and now Timber Wilson, who walked to reload the bases in that fourth inning. She's 0-for-1 with a strikeout in this game. Behind the dish all contest and takes a strike right down Broadway. Moody working quickly here in the bottom of the sixth. It'll be the 3, 4, and 5 hitters for Andale Garden Play, needing at least 2 runs when we head to the seventh. Right-hander's pitch hit into left field on a line drive, and that is a single for Timber Wilson. She roped that ball over the head of the shortstop. Line drive single for Holton's 6th base hit of the day.
Hard hit ball right there, probably hard a hit ball as they've had outside of maybe Stacy Bond's home run. That ball was smoked. Pretty good job out there by Horst, the left fielder, to cut that off. If that gets by her, it's to the fence and at least 2 bases, maybe 3.
So a 2-out base runner, Emma Summers to the plate, takes down an in, ball 1. Emma, kind of some tough luck. She lined one hard to the third baseman, but with the bases loaded, that turned into the inning-ending double play in the fourth frame. So 0-for-2 officially, and sends this one to the backstop foul. It's one ball and one strike to the Holton freshman, Emma Summers.
The game behind us, Justin, has went to the top of the sixth, and Wamego still has a 2-1 lead.
Pitch by Moody. Ground ball towards second. Nightingale goes to first with it. That's the out number three that they needed to finish this inning. One hit, one left for Holton, but three outs away from getting to the championship here in Class 4A State Softball. We head to the seventh after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Roush & Sons Towing and Recovery of Holton is locally owned and can be at your side if you have a dead battery or flat tire, get locked out of your car, or have a fender bender. Roush & Sons Towing and Recovery is ready and reliable when you need them. Call 364-1964 for Roush & Sons Towing and Recovery of Holton.
Trails Cafe in Holton is number one for family dining, and they get rave reviews for their super salad bar. Serving made-to-order breakfast 7 days a week and offering daily specials for lunch and dinner. Plus, they do catering. Follow the trail to fantastic food and a fun family dining experience at Trails Cafe on Highway 75 in Holton.
Mark Ashelman Construction, local general contracting since 1994. Building new homes, finishing basements and decks. Contact Mark Ashelman at 207-0416 for your next construction project. That's Mark Ashelman Construction, a proud community supporter.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton offers advanced eye care with a hometown touch. See Drs. Nikki Mirpool, Leslie Gallagher, and Stacy Niehus for an appointment. Lifetime Eye Care is committed to technology advances with the highest level of patient care and service, all within a fun environment. Lifetime Eye Care, south side of the square in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Seventh inning underway. Gracie Gallagher's pitch comes in a bit low to Kylie Horsch, the number three hitter in the Andale lineup. Schwartz and Berblinger to follow. Andale needs at least two runs. Holton ahead 2-0 in the final inning, looking to secure a spot in the title game coming up at 1:30 today. There's a high fly ball. This one way deep. Back in center field. It is out of here, and it's now a one-run game as Horsch with a solo shot to deep center field. It's now 2-1. Holton's still ahead, but nobody out. In the top of the seventh, there's life in the Indians.
That ball was smoked. A no-doubter to dead center field.
And now a costly error by Andale Garden playing back in the first inning looms pretty large, because instead of Holton being 1-1 with the homer by Bond, that error with two outs allowed Holton to get an early run and consequently now still have a one-run cushion. Here's Schwartz. Gallagher's got to regroup here. Nobody out. And the pitch high and in to Schwartz, so it's 1-0. This is Berblinger, and that's fouled over the dugout. So Berblinger 1-1 now in the count. Still nobody out. Second batter of the inning. Right fielder lifts it towards third. Ray in foul territory makes the catch. There's one down and two to go as Berblinger fouls out to third. Holton's got an out. And now it'll be Jasa Anderson coming to the plate. Anderson is 0-for-2 with two strikeouts, so she's perhaps encouraged here to see Gallagher instead of Sadie Walker, who struck out 10 in five innings of work. Strike taken on the inside part of the plate. Anderson, a left-handed batter, now facing the righty in Gallagher. One pitch. Ground ball to short, and it's through the legs of Flewelling. Holton's first error of the game allows the tying run to reach base here in the top of the seventh inning. Ball hit really hard at Flewelling, but just didn't glove it cleanly, and it went a couple feet behind her after skirting through the legs.
Yep, the play you want to see your shortstop make. It was a hard hit ball, but it was right to her.
Here's Alyssa Moody, the pitcher for Andale Garden Plain. 1-for-2 today, singled in the second. Pops this one up. It's foul behind us. So nothing and one. Moody had the only hit for the Indians in this game coming into this seventh inning. before the leadoff home run by Brady Schwartz. I said it was Kylie Horshaw. It was one off to start the inning. Horsh fly to right, ending the sixth. So Brady Schwartz homered. Now foul right back at us, and it's quickly nothing and two. One out, one on first, one-run game in the final inning. With the winner getting to the 4A State Softball Championship. Gallagher has some wiggle room here. Ahead in the count, nothing and two. The pitch by GGE, foul tipped on the outside part of the plate. Rudy barely fighting off that pitch, getting a piece to stay alive.
And Gracie put that pitch exactly where she wanted it, off the plate. Ahead with two strikes, trying to get Moody to chase.
Holton now with Summers, Walker, and Bond in the outfield from left to right. Another 0-2 pitch on the way from Gallagher, and it's towards the second baseman glove by Uch. Goes to second. They get that out. Flewelling won't try to get the double play, but they get the lead runner and, most importantly, the second out of the inning. That's a great play by Uch to know she had time to make the throw and get that out at second.
And a tricky play, Justin. That was a one-hopper, and she was able to stay down on the ball and then pivot and make a nice, solid throw over to Flewelling to get the force out. No chance for a double play, but you knock down that lead runner, which is the tying run. Huge play there on the 4-6 put out.
So Holton one out away. Some Wildcat fans rise to their feet. Madison Nightingale comes to the plate. Grounder hit GG. It's still close to second. Flowing gets it, but can't make the out. And the inning will continue. I think Gallagher's okay. They'll check on her. Coach Dietrich out of the dugout. That is a single. And I looked at Nightingale's face as she came to the box. She looked kind of scared. She was a sophomore, 0-2, two strikeouts today, and I thought, great situation. But, boy, you cranked that pitch right back at Gallagher on the first offering, and now there's two on with two outs for the number nine hitter, Ashton Winter.
Tying run at second, go ahead on run on first. Ball ended up in no man's land where they couldn't do anything with it behind Gigi.
Foul out of play on the right side, nothing and one on Winter, struck out and walked. Well, you want to get this one and not allow Andale to get back to the top of their lineup. Holton needs just one out. But runners at first and second, so a force at any base. Wildcats leading 2-1. The pitch is high on a rise pitch by Gallagher, and the count is one ball, one strike. A solo homer by Schwartz to begin this inning. Then Holton committed an error, and now an infield single. Have two on with two outs. Pitch by Gallagher, ground ball right side, and that is through into short center field. Walker gets it. She throws home, and it's not in time. This game is tied. Heading to third is Nightingale, and she's safe. And runners will be at the corners. Still with two outs. The game tied now here in the top of the seventh. And the Holton infield calling a team meeting around the pitching rubber.
Another hard hit ball, and Sadie Walker came up throwing, but no chance to get the runner at the plate. The tying run scores. And now the Wildcats got to get out of this inning with the tie game still intact.
Nightingale went first to third on that throw home, so the single for Winter. And Andale's done this with hits from their number 8 and 9 hitters that had zero success today against Walker, but now they've been able to hit it hard and get base hits off of Gallagher. The seventh batter to come to the plate here in the seventh inning is Madeline Rolfs, the leadoff hitter for Andale. Of course, Holton is the home team. They will get the final at bat. They'll have Bond, and then the top of their lineup, Walker and Gallagher, coming due. But they will bat for sure here in the seventh. Gallagher spins it in, and a pop-up foul. The count now 1-1 with Kyla Eck awaiting on deck.
There's two outs, but even the outs have been loud this inning. I guess there was the pop-up to third, but the ground ball out was a hard hit ball.
1-1, and a fly ball again. It'll be foul on the right side and out of play. So now Holton one strike away from getting out of this inning. The home plate umpires needing to find some more softballs to use. Ton of foul balls in this game. Andale scoring their only two runs of the contest here in the seventh inning. With their season, or at least a championship game appearance on the line. They got to state 2 years ago and lost in the title game. 1-2 the count. Runners first and third. Two outs. The pitch by Gallagher. Grounded to first. Summers fields it. Steps on the bag. And Holton keeps it tied at two. They'll have a chance to win it.
But now the Wildcats need to find some offense. It'll be Bond, Walker, and Gallagher when we come back. Now tied 2-2 here on KNZA.
Doctors Alex Gilliland and Samantha Reshick at Holton Dental Care proudly provide quality dental care to local communities as a 100% digital dental office with the best and latest dental technology and treatment options located in the Holton Medical Center. Schedule your next dental visit with peace of mind at Holton Dental.
Riley Electric in Holton has been serving the Jackson County area for 65 years. Residential, rural, and commercial wiring plus electrical repair. They're also your local Briggs & Stratton dealer specializing in whole home generator systems. For great service, call Riley Electric in Holton at 364-2821.
It's time to reevaluate your rock driveway with some fresh gravel from John's Repair. Call them at 969-6400 to reach John McManigle, your local handyman who helps you get your driveway back to the shape it was. 785-969-6400.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Justin Fluke alongside Mike Tanking. And Stacy Bond to the plate for Holton. We're tied 2-2 now here in the bottom of the seventh. And the pitch is high to Bond, who's homered in this game. Struck out her last time up against Alyssa Moody. But Bond's solo homer, her first of the year, with one out in the third inning. Got Holton's second run. As it turned out, they needed it. Andale Garden Plain just rallied with two runs on three hits and one big Holton error in the top of the seventh to tie it. Pitch again is high. 2-0 to Bond with Sadie Walker, Gracie Gallagher to follow here in the home half of the seventh. Wamigo still leads Clay Center 2-1 in the seventh inning of the other Class 4A state softball semifinal. Moody, the right-hander, gets the sign from Cooper. The pitch is swung on and missed as the high heater, and it's 2-1 now to Bondo. Holton needs a base runner. The 22-1 Wildcats. Here's the pitch, and that's right down the Broadway for a called strike two. Bond knew it, but now has to protect and go to work here, 2-2. Leadoff hitter in the bottom of the seventh, Holton's number nine spot, Stacy Bond. 2-2 pitch on the way, swung on a miss. So from 2-0, Moody comes back with three strikes to fan Bond, and that is eight strikeouts today by Moody. One away. They get the big first out in the bottom of the seventh. Of course, Holton has the ability to win this on one pitch, especially with this girl at the plate. Walker has homered nine times this season. Her fourth at bat against Moody today, and she takes outside for ball one. So Moody starting out behind the hitters. Bond homered on the first pitch, so maybe that aggressiveness of Holton has led Moody to not give him anything too good early on in the count. Here's the 1-0. That's inside. It hit Sadie Walker, so she will take her base. That is the first hit batter of the contest and the third free pass allowed to Holton here today. So the winning run is aboard. I don't think we're probably bunting here, are we? Coach Dietrich threw a lot of signs with one out. Gallagher has a sack bunt in this game already, but has singled and reached as well, hitting it to second and aboard on an error her last time up. She's swinging, and she fouls it to the backstop.
Yeah, with one out, Gracie has hit the ball hard the last couple times up. See if she can find a gap here.
Two runs Gallagher gave up. Only one of those were earned. That was the leadoff homer. The other one unearned after the Holton E6. Here's the 1-0-1 pitch, and it's fouled back, and it's nothing and two. So Gallagher will have to battle with Brooke Flewelling in the on-deck circle. Sadie Walker at first representing the winning run. Two runs on six hits for Holton. Two runs now on four hits for Andale Garden Plain. Holton has left six runners already stranded in this game. And strike three called. Gallagher didn't like it, thought it was out off the plate, but a called strike three, and now there's two outs as the Indians try to push it to extra innings. Nine strikeouts for Moody. Here is Brooke Flewelling, has homered eight times this season, has driven in 35.
With two outs, Walker will be going on contact. The pitch comes in low. 0 for 2 today is Flewelling. A strikeout, a fly ball to right. She walked her last time up. And all of a sudden, Holton kind of looking back at that fourth inning a little bit, Tank. Bases loaded, nobody out, and they could not get any runs.
Opportunities for insurance runs where they didn't capitalize.
1-0 pitch from Moody. Spins in there and is a strike called at the knees. Good pitch. It's 1-1 to Flewelling.
One swing of the bat can erase all that, though.
Yeah, the bases loaded, no out in the fourth, getting no runs. Not only, I mean, they had a chance to get a run or two easy, but it looked like for a while Holton might just blow the game open at that point. Here's a swing and a miss. Ball coming inside to Flewelling, and she fans it now down in the count, 1-2. Andell will have the top of their lineup if we go to the eighth. Holton has the winning run at first, but now two outs, 2-2 tie, bottom of the seventh. Moody's ready. Back in the box, Flewelling. The pitch is strike three, called again. Lower part of the zone, and Moody strikes out two. Both Gallagher and Flewelling down looking on strikes. That's 10 Ks for Moody, and we're going extra innings. The game tied at two. We'll head to the eighth after this break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, this is Jan from Giant Communications. Giant Communications is happy to be an EBB participant. The Emergency Broadband Benefit will provide a discount of up to $50 per month towards broadband service for eligible households. The program funds will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis, so be sure to apply as soon as possible. You can visit our website, giantcom.net, and follow the EBB image on the front page. If you have any questions about the program or need assistance filling out the application, feel free to call our office.
Cecil K's Hometown Market online shopping now available at cecilk.com. Place your order anytime and schedule a curbside pickup or Holton delivery. Just go to cecilk.com to shop the full range of grocery, fresh produce, and high-quality meats available in the store. Get the same service from the comfort of your home or the rush of a busy schedule. Cecil K's in Holton is here to make life easier. So come on in and see us or shop now at cecilk.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Salina. Extra innings, and the first hit looped into right field down the line and barely foul. 2-3 and four hitters, Kyla Eck, Kylie Horsch, and Brady Schwartz facing Gracie Gallagher. At least these first two batters facing Gallagher for the first time. Eck today is 0 for 3. Almost had extra bases on that first pitch. And now takes a strike on the outside corner. It's quickly nothing and two from Gracie Gallagher to Kyla Eck. Andell scored two runs on three hits, one big Holton error in the seventh to tie this game, and now we're in extra innings. Gallagher swinging a foul tip, barely caught the end of the bat of Eck, and the count holds at 0-2. Horsch on deck, and then Schwartz, who homered against Gallagher, due up third here in the eighth inning. Holton will have Summers, Utz, and Ray, middle of their lineup, in the bottom half of the eighth. Pitch just off the outside part of the plate. 1-2 from Gallagher. Gallagher yet to record a strikeout. She's thrown two complete innings. This is her third inning of work. And a hard hit ball towards the gap, right center field. That's going to two hop and roll to the fence. Around second, heading for third is Kyla Eck, and she's standing up with a leadoff triple. That is the 10th triple for Eck this season. And she is at third, representing the go-ahead run as the Indians look to take the lead for the first time today. Grace Utz, the senior, goes over to check on Grace Gallagher. And now catcher Timber Wilson will go out as well and say, GG, we're okay.
And now Gracie's got to find a way to get a strikeout.
And she's facing Kylie Horsch. Last batter to get a first at bat against Gallagher. In relief of Sadie Walker. 0-3 is Horsch today. Swings and misses. Strike one. Gigi working ahead. Two fly balls and one strikeout for Horsch today in her three at bats against Walker, who had retired 10 in a row and struck out 10 of batters. Here's a bunt attempt, but it's foul, and it's now nothing and two. But a pitching change made with two games being played today. So after five innings of one-hit ball with 10 strikeouts and 10 in a row retired by Walker, Holton went to Gallagher in the sixth. Got through the sixth, gave up two runs, only one earned in the seventh, and barely misses outside on a pitch here to make it 1-2 to Horsch in the top of the eighth.
Wamigo has just defeated Clay Center 2-1 on the adjacent field.
So the winner of this game gets Wamigo in the state championship. You lose this game, you get Clay Center for third. Ground ball to short, run coming home. Utz gets the out at first, but Andale Garden Plain has scored to take a 3-2 lead on a 4-3 RBI ground out by Horsch. Utz had no chance to come home, moving to the gap to make that play. So the leadoff triple produces a run. And there's one out, bases empty now, but Holton will need at least one in the bottom of the eighth. Schwartz homered, greeting Gallagher on a 1-0 pitch when she came in to pitch in the seventh.
That was the swing that breathed life into this offense. This offense was pretty quiet for six innings. And after that swing, they came to life in the seventh.
1-0 to Schwartz. That doesn't take much. Foul tip to the backstop, 1-1. It's amazing how in this game, one pitch, I mean, so many different things can happen that can totally turn around or change or dictate the outcome of a game. And that homer by Schwartz definitely was just what the Andale Garden Plain team needed. 1-1. Gallagher's pitch to the right-hander. Ground ball towards short. Flowing on it. Fields throws, and they get the out. Two away. The leadoff triple has scored a run for the Andale Indians to look to get back to the state championship game for the second straight played season. Of course, nobody competed last year. Anna Berblinger is the batter. She's 0-2 with the walk. Strikeout and fouled out to third. Gallagher's pitch. That's lifted high down the left field line. Emma Summers' long run makes the catch in fair territory, but now Holton is forced to come up with offense. They need one to tie, two to win. To the bottom of the eighth, Olivia, Grace, and Justine are coming up for the Cats here on KNZA.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Hi, this is Diamond Dan for Diamonds by Design Jewelry Stores. Diamonds by Design is a full-service jewelry store with a variety of fine jewelry to fit every budget. Come in and let Marsha and her staff help to make your special occasion even more special. Diamonds by Design, locally owned and operated for over 15 years, and we specialize in custom design jewelry with a full-time designer in-house and computer software that lets you build your very own custom design jewelry. Come see Diamonds by Design at 21st and Wanamaker in Topeka.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Holton trailing Andale Garden Plain 3-2. Olivia Summers leads off for the Wildcats. Moody still back out there and a strike in at the knees, lower part of the zone. Holton's got to protect. They had three strikeouts last inning against Moody. Two of them went down looking. So Holton's going to have to swing the bats here in the bottom of the eighth. Down a run. Moody's pitch swung on and missed, and it's nothing and two. Olivia Summers is 1-for-3 today. Grace Utz and Justina Ray will follow here for the Wildcats. Two runs on six hits for Holton. They've stranded seven. Three runs now on five hits for Andale Garden Plain. They've left five on. Pitch by Moody. Pop foul behind us. Again, Wamigo waiting the winner of this game in the 4A State Softball Championship. Wamigo has upset the number two seed Clay Center 2-1 the final in that game. And now Andale Garden Plain, the number four seed, trying to knock off the top number one ranked Wildcats. Here's another 0-2. Ground ball to third, but glove by Schwartz. Long throw in time. Good stretch by Winter. And there's one away here in the bottom of inning number eight. 5-3 on the putout, and now Grace Utz, Holton Sr. The Wildcats never needing a base runner more so than now. she's walked. Only time she's reached base is also struck out and grounded to short against this pitcher. That's a strike on the lower inside part of the plate. Alyssa Moody is kind of quietly struck out 10, allowed just 3 free passes, and only 6 hits against this Holton lineup is a pretty good day. Pitch is high, and it's 1-1 to Utes. Holton needs a runner. Down to their final 2 outs. They took a 2-0 lead into the 7th, but gave up a couple. And now just allowed 1 in the 8th. There's a foul ball straight back at us. 1-2. Loser of this game will also turn around and play again in the 3rd place contest against number 2 seed Clay Center. 1-2 to Utsi. But he gets the sign from Cooper. Here's the pitch, and it's foul back again. It stays alive. Andel Garden Plain has the momentum. Holton certainly feeling the pressure here right now.
Yep. As soon as the game was tied, that's what happened. Pressure switched. Went to the Wildcats side.
1-2 delivery. Utes lifts it up towards right field. It's slicing foul. Berblinger giving chase. She gets there, makes the catch. In foul territory. Nice long running play by Grace Utes. Flies out to Berblinger. Now there's 2 outs here in the inning. Holton down to their final out, represented right now by Justina Ray, who has to find a way to reach to avoid Holton falling for the 3rd straight season in the 4A state semifinals. Pitch to Ray, smoke to right field, backpedaling, and the catch made. It's a snow cone into the glove of Berlinger. She held on, and Andel comes back and wins it, knocking off the Wildcats 3-2 in extra innings. The Indians will play Wamego for the 4A state softball championship, and Holton will play for 3rd against the number 2 seed Clay Center coming up here in Salina. A tough, tough loss for the Wildcats. That's struggling for words to put this one into.
pretty shocking.
Yeah.
Dominating for 5 innings, but unable to tack on some insurance runs. And, you know, you look at a team like Andel Garden Plain, that's a championship team over there. They've been here. They've done that. They didn't quit. Down 2-0 in the 7th inning. They're not going to go away on their own. You got to put them away. And the Wildcats unable to do that with opportunities in the middle part of that game. And as soon as the pressure came onto the Wildcats side, you saw the Andel team playing with a lot more emotion, more free and easy. And they tack on the run in the 8th inning to take the 3-2 victory. And it's a devastating loss for the Wildcats. You can see the body language. It's hard. It's hard.
Fans, coaches, players, and broadcasters alike. Well, we'll try to regroup and see if they can finish out the season with a win. The 3rd place game will be against Clay Center, and that'll be coming up here within the next half hour. Let's take a break. We'll come back with post-game, give you the final stats of this tough loss to Holton, 3-2 over Andel Garden Plain, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
My name is Jackie Halls, and I'm the program director at Holton Community Hospital Senior Life Solutions. Did you know that 1 in 5 people will experience a mental illness during their lifetime? Everyone experiences challenges in their life that can impact their mental health. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we want you to know that you are not alone. If you have recently lost a loved one, feel lonely or isolated, received a recent health diagnosis, or have experienced difficult life transitions, we can help. Please call Holton Community Hospital Senior Life Solutions.
KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Scott Cox, Justin Fluke, and Mike Tanking back with you here at the Bill Burke Sports Complex in Salina. Final score, Andel Garden Plain 3, Holton Wildcats 2. This one goes 8 innings, but Holton led 1-0 after the first inning, made it a 2-0 lead on a solo homer by Stacy Bond in the third. Carried that 2-0 lead all the way to the seventh, a leadoff homer by Brady Schwartz, and then after an error and fielder's choice, a couple singles led to the tying run scored for the Indians. And then as we went to extra innings, Kyla Eck leading off with the triple in the eighth and scoring on a ground out as Ando comes back, just as they kind of did yesterday. They scored all seven of their runs against Eudora in the final two innings of yesterday's quarterfinal win, and they score all three of their runs in the seventh and eighth innings here today. So they move across to the other field and will have a championship game against Wamego, who is a 2-1 winner in the other semifinal. Holton will stay here on this field and have a third place game coming up against Clay Center. The number one and two seeds will play in the third place contest. Holton now 22-2 on the year, and L 21-3 with this upset win in the semifinals. As you mentioned, a very good team. They earned it. And, you know, a lot of different things for Holton. I'm sure a lot of fans are thinking, well, what if Sadie Walker would have just kept pitching after she'd retired 10 in a row and tried to finish out this game? What if Holton would have been able to score a run when they had the bases loaded with nobody out on two different at-bats back in the fourth inning? I mean, those are probably two of the biggest things. But, you know, you get to this time of year, you get to the finals. Coach Dietrich mentioned it in his pregame. I mean, the teams that you're facing are going to be very, very good. You just can't afford to, you know, Holton had an error. What if they didn't make an error? You know, maybe they win this 2-1. I mean, those little things like that in big games against great competition like this can be a big difference.
Well, you know, that's the thing about baseball, softball. You can't get a lead and run out the clock. You've got 21
right.
outs, and, yeah. and you've got to get all 21 outs. And until you have all 21 outs, the game's not over. And Ando Garden playing was able to take advantage of those last three outs. That's all they needed. They for 21 outs or 18 outs rather. They really did nothing offensively, but they still had three outs left, and were able to take advantage of the opportunities that they were given. And that home run really sparked life into that offense. And then hitting is contagious. You saw that with the rest of the kids that came up after her. Some hard hit balls. The hardest hit balls we'd seen all day out of that offense came after that home run. And it really loosened that team up, and they took advantage of it. You really had a bad feeling about it as soon as that game got tied, and especially after the Wildcats were unable to get any runs in the bottom of the seventh inning to win it, or a run in the bottom of the seventh to win it. And sure enough, the Division I player gets a triple to lead off the eighth, and the Wildcats unable to get anything done in the bottom of the eighth to try to tie it.
Couple statistics from this game. Pitching-wise, Sadie Walker was brilliant. She tossed the first five innings, giving up just one hit. Only two runners reached on Sadie Walker through five innings. One walk, one hit. She struck out 10 batters in her performance. Gracie Gallagher ends up taking the loss here in this game. She pitched the final three innings. Gallagher gave up three hits and three runs, two of which were earned runs. Gallagher did have one walk surrendered as well, and Gallagher did not record any strikeouts pitching the final three innings for Holton in this state semifinal. Offensively for the Cats, they only had six total hits, and they came from six different individuals. Stacy Bond's hit was a home run. Sadie Walker had a hit and a run scored, and Holton also got singles from Gallagher, Summers, Olivia, that is, Justina Ray, and Timber Wilson all had singles in the game as well. For Andale Garden Plain, what a job by Alyssa Moody pitching. She went all eight innings to get the win for Andale. They rode their ace through the contest, and she struck out 10 batters. She had two walks and one hit by pitch, so three free passes, but 10 strikeouts for Alyssa Moody, who went all seven innings yesterday in Andale's win over Eudora, and she goes eight innings today, and she'll likely pitch all seven innings of Andale Garden Plains championship game coming up against Wamego in that 4A state title match. Holton, meanwhile, well, we'll see what they do. Both pitchers have been obviously phenomenal all season. They got a couple they can use here in the third-place game, and I guess for now you just hope for Holton they can just find a way to to find a little bit of energy, a little bit of motivation. I mean, at least it's you turn around and play again. It's not like state basketball in a controversial third-place game. Do we play it or not? I mean, you come back the next day, and it's probably a lot tougher. At least maybe they have a chance to end the season with the win, to spit that taste out of their mouth, to come out and, you know, show what they're really made of. But it's going to be tough. I mean, Clay Center, the number two seed, only had two losses all year in the regular season, and that's who Holton's going to get. Clay Center, of course, in the same situation. They expected, wanted to be in the championship game. We look to our right where Clay Center's coming into the first base dugout. We see some girls fighting back some tears, just like some of the Holton players. So a tough game. We'll see which team can kind of find some energy, I guess, and a little motivation to go out on a win for the season.
Yeah, a couple of teams that are certainly hurting right now and had expectations to be playing each other, but on the other field for a state title. And it's going to be, you know, for Holton, you classman, you want to do this for her. This is, I mean, her last chance to play a high school softball game with that Holton uniform on, and I think that's what Coach John Dietrich will preach to his underclassmen, is that we go out and we play hard for this senior, and the rest of this group will be back next year, but you got one more opportunity for Grace Utes to be your teammate and go out and play hard for her.
No doubt. Never know what lies ahead in the future of a game, a year, a season. I mean, you want to take advantage of every opportunity, no doubt about it. So we'll see if Holton can do that. Yeah, next year, I mean, they'll bring back everybody except Grace Utes and Allie Beard, who missed this year with an injury. But, yeah, not too many people going to look ahead to next year, at least until this third-place game is over. So a chance to go out and take advantage of the opportunity and the game that you have ahead of you. We will broadcast it. It'll be Holton against Clay Center in the third-place 4A state game coming up here from the Bill Burke Sports Complex in Salina. Right now we're going to send it back to our studios. Scott Cox, we're probably looking at about 15 to 20 minutes here, and then we'll be back for more Class 4A state softball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.